My home congregation has a wonderful panorama of stained glass windows, both upstairs in the gallery and downstairs. They immediately capture and hold one's attention. And as a child and even as an adult, when I was in that sanctuary, those times when my attention would drift away from worship, I would find myself focused on one of those windows, studying it. And I've forgotten the context of the original conversation of long ago, but the conversation was about one of those windows and pictures, and you've all seen them, of Jesus is standing at a door, looking at, you know, very expectantly, and knocking. It's all the common picture. We've seen that. And I remember in this conversation, the seminary professor mentioning that those paintings and those windows that feature Jesus knocking are often missing the doorknob or a door handle. Now, you know, there I was, 32 years old, and I had never noticed that. I had not paid enough attention to that particular kind of window, but it's true. Often the figure of Jesus is placed just so that it's impossible to tell if there is a knob or a handle on that door at all. Now, we don't have one in here, but I did find an interesting advertisement yesterday. It was for an icon in which Jesus was knocking. And the description read, "With these icons of Christ, we are reminded of the absence of an outside knob on the door that indicates we must open our hearts to Christ within. He will not force his way inside." I found a Pinterest board titled "Christ Knocks at the Door." It was someone's digital collection of all things religious, including pictures of Jesus standing outside doors, some of them doors to old houses, which are supposed to represent, I think, what biblical houses looked like. Some of them looked rather like modern colonials, and there was Jesus in his robe and sandals, looking really kind of goofy, knocking on these modern doors. And in one of the pins, Jesus looked a whole lot like the actor John Stamos. And some had captions in them, and they went like this: "No handle on the outside. Christ waits to be invited into our hearts." Notice that there is no door handle on the outside of the door to our hearts. We must open it for Jesus from the inside. And then another one, Jesus is leaning into that door, as he typically is in those kinds of artwork, knocking, and he says, I'm still knocking. Well, that's terrible theology. I hope if you have one of those, it's like in your dusty attic. That's horrible theology. That is millstone around the neck theology. It is a council of despair that we must open the door to Jesus. How in any size, shape, or form is that good news, that demand good news? Because we are not able to open those doors. That's why we needed Jesus in the first place. Martin Luther is spinning in his grave. Luther's explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed reads this way: "I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, or open a door to let him in." That is a later addition. "But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me." We are not able to open those doors to Christ. And consider this. In John's Easter account, Mary Magdalene, she'd known Jesus very well. She wasn't able to open that door. She thought the risen Christ was the gardener. And when she finally heard Jesus call her name, she went and told the disciples. They couldn't open that door either because they didn't believe her. They'd been with Jesus, some of them, from the very start, despite the fact he told them 3 times, yeah, I'm going to rise again. He didn't believe them. Thomas couldn't open that door. He needed to see Jesus, just like the disciples did, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus himself had to come through that door, despite it still being locked, before any of them were able to believe. Christ had to call Mary by name to help her out. Christ had to show the disciples his hands and his side. Jesus had to come for a second time a week later for the sake of Thomas, greeting him, inviting him to see and touch his hands and his side. And then, and only then, once Jesus took the initiative and made himself present, did Mary and the disciples and Thomas see the Lord and rejoice. Not a one of them could open that door. John scholar Gail O'Day writes of Thomas and the disciples, "At the center of this story is Jesus and his generous offer of himself to Thomas. Jesus makes available to Thomas what they need, and to the disciples what they need. Maybe Thomas should have been able to believe in the disciples' resurrection proclamation, just as the disciples maybe should have been able to believe in Mary's proclamation, but they couldn't. And Jesus did not hold that against them. Jesus did not say, oop, you're off my list. Thomas's faith and the faith of the disciples was far more important than the fact that he needed to see and believe Jesus. So Jesus gave them the sign they needed. It is a story of Jesus's hope and promise, and not a reprimand of his disciples. Not a word of condemnation came from Jesus. And at the center of the good news today is Jesus and his generous offer of himself. For Jesus makes available to us exactly what we need to believe and to trust. Because at times it's very hard. Very hard. But a locked door, a missing knob, a locked heart, no match for Jesus. Jesus will do whatever Jesus must do. He's not going to coerce us, but he does keep inviting and nurturing us. He's going to entice us. He's going to woo us. He's going to bless us. And he comes bearing blessings, 2 of them, his presence and the gift of his Holy Spirit. Amazing grace. And Christ also commissioned them. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And they were able to go out and serve. Some told stories of Jesus for the rest of us who haven't seen him yet. Others wrote down Jesus' stories. Some traveled the world telling Jesus stories, gathering followers into congregations to worship and to support one another. Some continued to work at their regular jobs, as they always had, except with transformed lives. Some wrote music and some sang. Some taught school, others learned. Some knocked on doors and shared Christ's peace. Some were called to pray and others to heal. Some were called to be silent and listen for God. Some became parents and taught their children about God. Some were called to live apart from the world and serve. Some were called to march for the cause of justice. At least 10 last week were. And we too are called. Called by our baptism to let our light so shine that others may see God. And that's the risen spirit of the Christ who does that. No one else. And Jesus comes through the locked doors of our hearts, gathering us, feeding us, speaking words of peace to us. And he serves us a meal filled with faith and forgiveness. And he sends us out to serve at the last, taking with him, walking with him, as he opened doors of loving faith to give others exactly what they need to believe. And for that, we give thanks be to God. Amen.